Hi.
Hey, Rachel. Good to be here.
Thanks. Thanks for stopping by. Coffee yes. and Conversations with Rachel. Since it's called that, do you like a certain coffee or?
I have all different kinds of flavors. So not a certain kind. I can drink anything, really. So
okay.
Even the real stout stuff.
Okay, so just straight black sometimes.
Can straight you do black that? Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes a little bit of sweetener. Here and there, some lactose-free milk.
So. Okay. Sounds good. I don't like coffee, but my husband loves black coffee.
Yeah.
That's like his thing. So,
yeah.
Well, we are doing It Takes a Village series right now, and we've done a teacher, and we've done a few other people, a mom, a grandparent, and I had you in because you're a therapist, and you work here at Westover sometimes too. So I would love to hear that, and I would love to hear how therapists can be super beneficial for parents and kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a big question.
Yeah.
Just thinking about how I got started into this, I was a youth minister for 5 years in Abilene and Midland. And in doing that, I saw a lot of families that were really looking for help and needing to find help. And so decided it was time to get serious about going back to school and seeing if I could get a counseling degree. And just because I saw families dealing with so much. And so my passion is working with families and marriages. I work a lot with individual people, very little with kids, younger kids, and a little bit more with adolescents. But family counseling is a big field. There's so much going on in the world today and so much that parents have to deal with managing everything in life from work to things going on with their kids at school to trying to manage a marriage that, you know, it's even the best parents get pulled to some tight limits here and there.
Yeah.
And so when that happens, or if something comes up, you know, and kids are dealing with something unexpected, you know, it can be helpful to have somebody to call on and touch base with, find out what's normal and how to manage some normal things, and then things that are a little bit more difficult, some potential strategies that can help. So with children, one of the things that I think is really important in family therapy and in family counseling is that you work not only with the kids, but you work with the families, parents as well, and sometimes having everybody together. And it's one of the things I like to talk about with family counseling as well as marriage counseling is we're looking at in the conversations that happen in the counseling room, we want the people in counseling to have a different experience with communicating and working with and understanding one another than they might have at home. And sometimes just having the counselor there to facilitate that in a different space can make a big difference with that. We can listen a little bit better. We can understand a little bit more.
Yeah.
And there is somebody there that if somebody starts to get a little bit emotional about something or somebody starts to get a little bit reactive about something, the counselor can then step in and, you know, say a few things about potentially this is what I heard you say, this is what I heard you say. How might you say that a little bit different? Is there a different way that you could have possibly heard that? And so that creating of a different experience, no matter what is going on in the family or with children, is a big part of what I see my job as a counselor in doing. So not sure if that makes sense. It's there are so many different relationships.
Yeah.
And kids go through so much right now. There are problems with ADHD. There are problems with anxiety. COVID caused a lot of problems with struggling about how am I going to relate with other kids when I go back to work. Problems with struggling with learning and different things.
Yeah.
I even remember as our son was out for out of middle school for about a week one time because he was sick. And the day that he went back was a parent day. And so I went into the class with him and he was struggling in band because they had gone over things that he didn't understand. And, you know, just the stress that he felt, you know, and then being able to talk to the teacher and work through that. You know, kids go through a lot and we don't understand that or even see that all the time, whether it's with friends or learning or, you know, just things that are happening in the family, too, because families have a lot of stresses.
Yes. So. And I think that is a good thing for a counselor, right? When you think there is something going on with your kid, even just parents meeting and being like, hey, this is going on. What are your thoughts? And going from there, I do have two kids in therapy right now. One of them is a very anxious kid and they'll he would openly tell you that. And it's just had lots of struggles. And I would encourage parents, if you are going to do therapy, it took us a while to see any like big difference. Like he is doing amazing now, but it has been a year of therapy and a year of hard work. And and just we found a therapist that like specialized in that. And it has been so helpful, like a therapist that deals with anxiety and OCD. Mm-hmm. And he is just like a different kid. His confidence is better. Because he can like work through things and just a therapist, but then a community for him, like friends, but then like parents that are just like good parents too, being like, hey, this is what's going on with him. Just so you know, and like I can talk through that with them and like they're like super helpful with him too.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing.
Yeah. And you did a really good job, sounds like, in finding somebody that specializes in working with kids on that particular issue. I have a child therapist that I work closely with in South Austin that I refer to a lot. And then she will refer back to me at times, you know, as there is family support that is needed for the child here and there. And so finding somebody that has that specific niche and training and understanding and passion for working with whatever is going on is very important.
And it gets discouraging those two sometimes where I would encourage parents, like we went through like two or three therapists where it's like we went three or four visits and I was like, this just isn't working. And then it's like on to the next one and then just trial and error and waiting that, you know, 4 months to get into see her. And I'm so glad we did, but it's like discouraging. We're like, I just want my kid to get help now because this is, he's struggling, but we waited and like, it's great now.
Yeah. And he's had a real good experience.
Yes.
With that. Yeah.
Such a good experience. And that's then the other one, just like emotional stuff and it's nothing major, but just having a therapist, like you said, and I go in the room with him and she kind of like watches us play games and kind of navigates that. And one time I kind of started crying because it was like a rough time with this kid and she, what you said, she kind of was like, okay, well, I see this going on and what, like, what are you feeling? And, and it kind of opened his eyes to be like, oh, okay, mom is, you know, feeling sad right now about this. And it was like very, I think, beneficial for that. And her just giving us other tools too, that I would never think like, oh, that would be helpful.
Yeah. That's really good. That's wonderful that you go in there and are able to relate in that situation as well. You know, you've probably heard from counselors in the past that one of the biggest factors in counseling being helpful is whether the person in the room can relate to the counselor. They feel comfortable there.
Yes.
They feel safe there. And they feel like they can talk about whatever they need to talk about and won't be judged.
Yeah.
And so that's a big, important factor. And so that's one of the things that I try to focus on right from the very beginning is just understanding and connecting with that person to help them feel safe. And not everybody feels safe with me either. And that's okay. And it's not about me. It's about the person that's seeking the help. And so, you know, you continuing to find somebody else that you could go to, waiting in a way, in a and a oh, good grief, I've lost the...
A wait list.
There you go. Yeah, a wait list to get the person that you wanted is really, really important. And a wait list just shows that that person really probably has a lot of success in what they're doing.
So. Yeah. Are there things that, since you do a lot of family therapy, that you could say that would like kind of help at home, like tools... just in generic that you see like, oh, like eating family dinner every night together or different emotional support that would be helpful at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things that has been talked about in family therapy for years is the traditions and the routine at home. And especially younger children find those traditions and that routine as being mm-hmm. safe. They know what to expect. They know what's coming next. They know that they can sit down at the table, have dinner with the family. They know that it's a safe time to talk or that mom and dad's going to ask about school or they're going to talk about work mm-hmm. and they can bring things up about friends. And so that nice routine is very safe. Traditions are very, very helpful. One of the things that, you know, I've heard so much from parents around here and that we tried to do with both our kids is having the nighttime prayers, you know, and going in there. And I remember with our youngest, Jonathan, who's now 29, he not only liked to have nighttime prayers, but he would like us to sing too. And so Sharon mm-hmm. would have certain songs that she'd sing with him and I'd have certain songs that I'd sing with him. And then we'd do the prayer and lay with him for a little bit and, you know, and then get up and move on with the evening and everything. So different things like that, that they can count on, that they know is special for them is really, really important. And, you know, having special date times with each of your kids mm-hmm. where they're the one that are that you focus on, you know, whether it's daddy and daughter, daddy and son, mother and daughter, those special times. And I think that's one of the things that Sharon and I continue to try to do here and there, even as our kids are older and adults, that that's she awesome. Has time with each of them and I have time with each of them and just continue to try to build that relationship.
Yeah. So I feel like that's the thing we struggle with because life is just so busy. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to do this with them. And then the week sneaks mm-hmm. away.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to be like, okay, if I could just like take them to the grocery store with me or like take them on a little, it doesn't have to be extravagant. That's what I like. At first, we're like, okay, we're going to go to the movies or we're going to go do this. And I'm like, it just, day-to-day life mm-hmm. is what it has to be now.
Yeah.
And just them with us.
Yeah. And Charity, our oldest daughter, you know, it was hard for me to play Barbies with her. But, you know, figured out how to do Barbies and tea parties here and there. And, you know, then with Jonathan, one of the things that Sharon would get on us about, because we broke many frames, we broke many light bulbs, is playing catch with footballs or baseballs in the house, down the hall or across the living room and knocking a light out or knocking a frame off the wall or something like that. But, you know, even if it was just late at the night and just doing something together for 5 or 10 minutes like that was something that they enjoyed and it was time that we could focus on them. So
I think that's good to hear too. Like 5 to 10 minutes. Like if you can just do that little mm-hmm. bit of amount.
Yeah.
So that tradition thing, that makes me just the bedtime routine. That makes me feel a little better. But our kids are very like it can be 10 o'clock at night and they're like, we're gonna read books still, right? And mm-hmm. sing songs and say a prayer. And I'm like, oh, it's 10 o'clock, but okay. Like an hour later. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things that I'll say that Sharon and I can do better with is that tradition is also important for parents and for kids to see parents doing that, reading together, praying uh-huh. together. And we probably focus more on our kids with that. And we something that, you know, we need to continue to do better with is just, okay, this is the end of the evening. We need to turn things off. We need to wind down and we need to spend the time together. You know, it's important for kids, whether they're young or old, to see mm-hmm. parents doing that together as well. And setting in their mind that this is what parents do, that expectation. They grew up with that. They see that.
That's
and then
really
they
good.
Expect that. And their families later on.
Yeah. So. I really like that. Yeah, me and Paul try to, you know, go on date nights and be like, that's what we're doing, and like mm-hmm. tell them. So you, West, are a therapist here sometimes. Mm-hmm. I just want to make people aware of that. Yeah. Like, if there are things that you need, Westover does
yes.
have a therapist here and can help with different things. And
Yeah. The counseling center is right across from the kitchen dining area mm-hmm. there where we have fellowship meals and things like that. There's a little table over there that has some mm-hmm. information about counseling. Christian does a fair amount of counseling. Mike Thompson, myself, Andrew can do counseling. Catherine can do counseling. And, Kevin Baird's wife.
Gwen.
Gwen, yes. Gwen and I have just started talking. She's got a counseling degree, and she's going to be doing some work with me together on doing a grief share class in the fall. And we hope to, if it's something that she feels like she has time with, maybe having her spend some time in the counseling center as well, working with people, whether it's with grief or something else. So
that's amazing. I'm just so mm-hmm. thankful Westover has something like that. And there's mm-hmm. so many therapists here that if you do need help, and I want to encourage people, right? It doesn't have to be anything major. If you're just mm-hmm. at a point in your life where like, I just think I need to talk to someone, just y'all yeah. are there and are helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's great about Christian and Catherine and Andrew is as they are ministers here, but still have that counseling degree, that's a lot of what they do in their ministry with kids, with families, is putting those counseling skills to work. And that's really special here that people can get that. And not have to worry about paying. You know, the counseling center does have a small sliding yeah. scale, and we have a fund that if people still have trouble paying for that, that can help take care of some of the cost. And we want to make it as affordable and available to people as we can. We've had members come in to the counseling center, as well as members who have referred somebody else that they know of that may be going to church someplace mm-hmm. else, or a neighbor or something like that. And that person has come in and utilized the counseling center as well as people from Anderson. So
that's awesome. I think our youth group is so unique, right? That mm-hmm. we have therapists that are also ministers, and that's so helpful for all the teens mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are great. I mean, yeah. I've seen them through the years talking with kids. I know our son went to a Christian several times when he was in the youth group. Uh-huh. And, you know, I never asked what they talked about, but I know that Jonathan always felt really open to talk with Christian was really helpful. And so that's really good. That made us feel good as parents.
Oh, so. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Well, Ray, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing with us about therapy and how it can be helpful.
You're welcome. It was good to be here.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.